I want to talk about wolves today, but not the real ones that are running through the woods right now. But I want to talk about the Native American story about two wolves. I was reminded of this from the book Buddha Brain that I've been really enjoying. It's called Buddha's Brain, The Practical Neuroscience of Happiness, Love, and Wisdom by Rick Hansen and with Richard Mendius. Anyway, they have a chapter called Two Wolves, which is based on this Native American story. The summary of the story, and there's many different ways it's told, but the summary is a Native American elder was asked, why is she so wise, happy, and respected? And she replied, in my heart, there are two wolves, a wolf of love and a wolf of hate. It all depends on which one I feed each day. And the wolf of hate gets much more press. But what the neuroscientists say is that the wolf of love is, in our brain, bigger and stronger. So we have a lot we can call on there. But really, isn't that a wonderful question? Which wolf am I feeding today? What am I paying attention to? What am I focusing on? And, you know, when I think about the wolf of love, which, of course, you and I spend a lot of time talking about, lots of practices, right? Gratitude practices, focusing on what you want to create, kindness, self-care. We spend a lot of energy on that. And one of the things I was thinking about is often we think about the wolf of love as being soft, you know, weak. And I found this quote by Bell Hooks, who was an author and activist. And she wrote a book about the power of love and as an act of power. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move against domination, against oppression. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move towards freedom, to act in ways that liberate ourselves and others. I'm thinking, that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. So how does that happen? You know, because we're sort of freeing ourselves from being hooked on how others should be, and we're freeing ourselves from the us and them dichotomy we often create that doesn't need to be. So now I'm thinking about, okay, so the wolf of love as a focus. I've seen that. I've seen friends, I'm sure you have too, and myself included, where I've been in a place not so great. I've been in a place where it's sort of mini me, you know, I'm judging or I'm depressed, and focusing on the wolf of love has actually lifted me out. You're nodding. Have you experienced that that?
Yeah. And you know what but what I love about that image that these two wolves brings up is that it is so obvious in that example that the wolf that gets fed is the stronger and the more powerful and the more dominating.
Right.
So, I mean, just keeping that image in your brain is going to make it so much easier to make a decision.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we know how much power attention makes, you know, how what we attend to literally changes our brain.
Yeah.
And in some cases, and I have this with my two dogs, and one dog is the dominant. And so I have to sometimes restrain her to allow, so think of this in terms of the wolf of hate. I sometimes have to sort of restrain it. You can't get rid of it. You have to embrace it as part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you can restrain it and focus. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I don't do the wolf of hate. I mean, I'm not hateful. And I think a lot of us can sort of judge that. And I don't think any of us intend to be. And yet there's little teeny ways the wolf of hate shows up in my day. Little teeny ways. Like I was experiencing not so long ago, someone I felt was judging of me. And I was judging of her being judging of me.
You know? There's a little kibble for the wolf.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or blaming. You know, judging, blaming, I would be much better, but that person, their lack of skill and their who they are is causing, you know, misery or messing up this organization. It is such a drain of positive energy. And also it's giving up our own power at the same time.
Yeah.
One that I'm particularly vulnerable to, and I know that someday I'm going to grow up to be this wise elder. I'm just that's my vision, not there.
It's my hope too.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. It's like, well, why not hold that know, image, right? And yet I find myself intolerant of intolerant people.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I just can't stand them.
And yet, it's like, so what's, okay, so there's the contradiction. And yet, I long for the day, this is what I think Bell Hooks is talking about, the freedom where I can hear someone's totally different take on life and just hear this about who they are and the reflection of their story and their journey and doesn't have to be something I have to fight against. You're nodding. So that's wisdom, right? And yet I know that there are ways, little mini ways, I divide the world into the us.
And them.
And them, the good mm-hmm. guys, my team, and you know, people that think differently, act differently, or unskillful, even do some harmful things. But I give it power by hating it.
Yeah.
And then there's just little teeny ways where I'm reflexive and respond in a not skillful way. Like, you know, that I'm just being honest here, but I'll say, which is, you know, my experience, but I'll say it in a way that's harmful, hurtful words, without compassion, without kindness. There are just so many teeny little ways we can feed the wolf of hate. Mm. And again, it's not about purging that. It's about honoring it, knowing that that's part of us, and that we can restrain it with mindfulness, self-awareness, focusing on kindness, taking care of ourselves so we're not so reflexive. I mean, we can modify it, but we have to own it and embrace it, not only in ourselves, but in others. So to close, I'm going to quote Johnny Depp. I've used this quote before. It's from the film Don Juan DeMarco from 95, which I did not see this film, but I love this quote from this film. There are four questions of value in life. What is sacred? Of what is the spirit made? What is worth living for? And what is worth dying for? The answer to each is the same. Only love.
Ah.
So what wolf do we want to feed?
Nice.